Welcome everybody, Shir number 1023. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zisel. The Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerafur Shalema Sarah Fega Bas Leina Chamash Takav Rafur Shalema Psech Shechol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mechaber. Okay, we were in the middle of talking about last Shir, the inyan of putting out a fire let's say a tablecloth caught fire, a very small fire. It's loved Afka tablecloth, but it's a very small thing. It's contained, and of course we're talking about 100%. One is 1,000%. There is no danger at all. It's only a question of a monetary loss. So we said Lamai said it's what we call, but one is allowed to use a gram kiboy. It's called gram kiboy, and to put it out. Okay, in other words, not to put it out straight out, but to put it out through a gram. So the first thing that we spoke about last time was the case that we taught again. The candle fell on the table, right, and a small fire, no danger at all. So we said the first case was one could put juice, preferably juice. If they don't have juice, they could put water, but preferably juice around something like apple juice or whatever the case is, around the outside of the fire. And then like this, when the fire hits it, it goes out. Now we mentioned last time in reference to dark juice, so that also could be problematic. Okay, be it as it may, if one has regular juice and not dark juice, the dark juice sometimes could be a question of tzeveya on a cloth. Okay, we're not going to get into that whole thing right now, but be it as it may, just pouring around regular juice, and in case they don't have juice, pouring around water around the outside, and when it comes there, it'll go out. Now, the Leshni brings down does the Sefer Shabbos Home. We're going off the various different cases, how the Sefer Shabbos Home brings it down on page 469. He says one may pour liquid. He says the word liquid as opposed to water. But again, if you don't have, you use regular water. But the one thing that I do want to sort of change a little dark, like grape juice, wine, that taka should not be used when it's on a cloth. That's a little bit more problematic. We've spoken about in the past when one pours or one wipes up a spill with regular paper towels, that's no problem. That's derech lichluch as far as the dark juices go. But on a cloth, it could be there are those who are a little bit more machmer. Okay, so be it as it may, if you have regular juice, whatever the case is, apple juice, orange juice, or whatever, in case not, regular water, pouring it around, the fire comes there, and it puts it out. It's a grumma, that's what he said. Okay, so the next case he brings down, so there's two more ways that he brings down, which I wanted to go through in reference to putting it out through a grumma. Again, we're going strictly in cases whereby there's no danger at all, no problem at all, it's just a question of a loss, so monetary loss. He says placing a container of liquid next to the flames, another method that makes use that makes use of the principle of indirect causing of this fire to go out, a grumma. One places a container of liquid next to the fire. When the fire reaches the container, it causes the container to burst, like we saw the case from the Gemara with the barrels and so on, whereupon the liquid pours out and extinguishes the flame. So if that could be done also, that's another way of doing it. Over there, lechera, water would be okay also, because if you think about it, you're over there, by the case of pouring water, so you're actually pouring water onto the tablecloth. So you'll say over there, could be shiriyase zeo kibusai. So even though we said, however, in the event of no liquids, that no other liquids are available, so then water may be used, we said. But over here, so that over there, that's over there where you're pouring it straight onto the tablecloth. But over here, you're just putting a container in front, and the grum is going to burst the container, plastic, whatever. And so over there, even if it's water, it just pours out. It's all, the whole thing is grumma anyway. So that's where he said that one places a container of liquid next to the fire. When the fire reaches the container, it causes the container to burst, whereupon the liquid pours out and extinguishes the fire. So that's another way of doing it. And the last way, which he brings down, again, through a grumma. These are various different ways of using a grumma, indirect cause to put out the fire in cases of where there's no danger. It's only a question of monetary loss. One is allowed, he brings down, to carry the burning tablecloth to a place where it will burn itself out without doing further damage. In other words, let's say the tablecloth is on, he brings an example, it's a small fire. You throw it into the bathtub, for example, right? And it's just going to burn itself out, and that's all. You know, the bathtub could be a little bit wet or not wet or whatever the case is, but that's a place whereby it might In other words, won't chas v'shalom, you know, endanger anything else of catching fire. I mean, if it's possible to throw it outside in a place whereby one knows 100% it won't catch fire, possibly sometimes in a concrete or whatever the case is. I know a case once way back when, my brother's Osangizun, I remember also something along those lines, I think it was a towel that caught on fire that time, and they were able to, whatever it is in the Erev or whatever the case is, a place we could carry backyard, and they flipped it out. They just flipped it outside. It wasn't really dangerous. It wasn't on the tablecloth per se, but it was somehow the towel singed a little bit of fire got onto it, and they had to put it out. So the same thing, they were able to throw it out onto, I guess, through a window or whatever, onto a concrete pavement area whereby it just burned itself out. It was a small little thing. Also the same thing, that would also be a grumma-like action, because of the fact, again, you're throwing the towel out right onto a place, whether in the bathtub or onto concrete or whatever, it's just going to burn itself out. But one does have to be careful if there's grass or trees or they're throwing it in such an area that, of course, they just push it. That's a very dangerous thing to do. It could just catch on. One has to be 100% sure they're throwing it in a place whereby whether the tablecloth or the towel, like we said, it could be a towel sometimes also, whatever, will just burn itself out, and that is part of Gram Kiboy. So those are the three various different ways of putting out these small little fires. Again, it does not have to be bedavka tablecloth, could be a towel, could be a small little thing, but just the point is, and the fact is very important, keeping in mind that there's no danger to life at all. It's just a question of monetary loss, and we're doing it through a Gram Kiboy, which is putting it out in a indirect fashion. Now, I just want to mention another thing brings down the Sefer Lama Tes Melachos. He goes a little bit more into various different details, but we want to keep in mind also that he says over there one way, we said in the backyard, it could be also on a porch, possibly sometimes a concrete, some person has a concrete porch. Now you have to be careful. Sometimes some porches have wooden floors. That's a problem, obviously. But a concrete porch also is another idea. But he brings down a very important point, which I think we have to bring out, that if somebody's taking this towel or tablecloth and by transporting it, you know, to flip it out the window or the door or whatever the case is, could be problematic, could be dangerous in that instance, whereby, you know, if I throw it out, there might be curtains in that window area, or there might be, other things that are hanging parts of the curtains or whatever the case is, or wherever the person goes by a door possibly. And there might be things hanging, and it could be dangerous whereby the fire, if it goes up a little bit too high. So then also, the same thing, one has to be careful. That's running into questions of pekuach nefesh again. So one has to go, we always say, Ezel chacham harayas enoylad, right? One who's a chacham, somebody sees the future. So it's not just a haphazard thing where you just flip it out the window. You have to know, you have to be careful what's going to happen. If it might spread by moving the tablecloth, sometimes that could be also. So it's very hard to give a klal in this whole concept. But again, we try and go by the guidelines that we set. But again, we end off the share saying, bottom line is, even suffik b'koach nefesh, the slightest doubt, one has to be extremely careful. In that case, you just put it out by yourself. But if one sees all the various different ways of putting it out, one of them is a possibility to do it that way. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Racha, Kol Tuv.